Hi. Good afternoon. I'm Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm an addict, a alcoholic, nicotine addict, food addict, spending addict. I've done this work as it's laid out in the Big Book with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor and a loving God. And I've made my amends. And I'm doing my best to live in steps 10, 11, and 12 on a daily basis. So good to see everybody, and wonderful to be able to reflect on steps 6 and 7. it's interesting to me that as I was quickly reviewing, the first word that I see was actually above it, and it was pride. And just a small story on pride, I didn't think this had anything to do with me at all. I thought the issue with me was that I didn't think enough of myself, and that it was low self-esteem was the issue. So it was literally, I mean, I've did this work a number of years ago, and truth is continually revealed. So within the last months, God revealed to me where pride was actually active in my life. And that pride was active in my life every time I was agonizing over how I was going to present something, how I was going to say something, what was the other person going to think. And it hit me, even as I'm, because totally transparent, I had forgotten I was speaking today. And so between trying to let God do the talking and shutting off the brain that's saying, you know, we don't even have to go there with everything it's saying. So God's really helped me to see. And the amazing thing is that it has given me freedom, and it's my body tenses physically at these things. And I just literally feel the tension leave my body when I go, oh yeah, Jade, I don't have to justify, I don't have to explain, I don't have to defend, I can just, it's okay. So I just thought I would share that. Truly, the truth, so much truth, and really it was a matter of, for me, the truth revealed was about my perspective, about many times where I was taking responsibility for people's reactions when it wasn't my responsibility at all. And knowing God better through the years in AA, I can remember the first time I did a fourth and fifth step, and oh my gosh, the amazing revelation that I was literally on par with every single person in the world, which meant the biker with the tattoos in the rooms where I was going to AA, to all those executives way above me, there was, I mean, it was just like this. And again, many times for me, it's physical, the relief that just floods my body when that truth is present in my life. So it was similar when I did the work through BBSS. The truths that came to me were so many of my beliefs and therefore actions were still based on childhood experiences, that all of those defense mechanisms had served me and served me well through those years up until probably my 20s, but that they no longer were working. And so it has put me since that time on a path of frequently receiving new revelations. I just one of the things that I've been focused on, because I realize how much better it makes me feel, is when in my prayer and meditation, I focus my time on getting to know the God of my understanding better. And for me, one of the key things that really means is from continuing the process of holding on to the new beliefs that I am a beloved child of God, that, and one of the most wonderful things that I recently learned was God made my personality. And so there are things, for example, when physically it's challenging to be with people, I go do it anyway because I'm afraid I'm going to be like my parents. And that revelation that God made my personality, and the other continual reminder that I am not at all like my parents. I may face many of the same challenges, but I am not dealing with them in the same way. So what God has shown me, you know, part of that personality was a long-term career woman, but now he's shown me that part of that personality is honestly a wife who is I'll use the word caregiver. You know, and the shocking part of being at this stage of my life, at this age, where I'm, you know, superwoman from a physical perspective, superman from a physical perspective, is like kind of fading away, and I'm like, and so God just has been working and working on, that's my experience of step 6 and 7, is more and more gently helping me to accept that I am, and the person, that many aspects of who I am and what I have as a personality were intentional by God, and that then the place where I'm at in my life, which includes a different relationship, a real commitment to a marriage, with that being a high priority, and a realization that I think God is calling me to creativity, not to work, because the thing that I still want to do is I want to go back and work. I want to go back. I think I should, you know. I'll have dreams about fixing projects. And that's not what literally God has, through much prayer and meditation over this year, 2019, has shown me that those are not the skills and capabilities. And in fact, if he has to, he'll withdraw them. So I will do those other things that this life and time of my life he has called me to do. And that is that's also my experience in terms of one of the things that in step 6 and 7 we talk about is we're shifting from a relationship with our sponsor. And my relationship with my sponsors over the years has ranged from daily to, crisis times. And now to when rely more and more on God and learning, because I'm really spending time in my prayer and meditation to understand who the God of my understanding is. See, then I can be more confident that when I think I'm hearing what the God of my understanding is telling me to do, but my brain is telling me something different, that I can go ahead and do that other thing. And I just have recently, in these last weeks, experienced joy. And because it's directly related to not doing what my brain would be telling me I should be doing, to doing what my heart, and that's where I feel the God of my understanding and hear the God of my understanding is actually directing me to do and to be. So another key word here as we look at this is willingness. And oh my gosh, I am not I'm not a good example of willingness. I mean, that brain of mine just wants to run the show. But again, the God of my understanding has been, I can now see in hindsight over these last years, gentle. If it were me running that show, I would be hitting myself over the back a few times, getting myself to straighten out, but that is not what's been happening. I've been in this willingness. I mean, another example is I have acknowledged and admitted that another one of the ways in which I use to avoid life on life's terms is food. And I have struggled for year, maybe more now, with the concept of what is my right food program and everything from structured, okay, so this is it, this is my plan, this is what I follow, and then that not working, which is another way of God telling me, that's not the way I had in mind of doing this. And as I just get down and pray and surrender and say, God, I got to admit it. When I am anxious, when for some reason it's hard for me to live life on life's terms, I pick up food, I will pick up spending, and I'm sure what God is saying is I pick up my brain. I got to figure it out. And I have, again, I just realized that over a slow period of time, the desire on a normal day-to-day basis for some of these food substances has left. I almost have to consciously go choose something that I was always just gravitating towards. That is what I've seen in a time when I'm in this place where God is revealing this to me, but it also shows me that I will continue to have alternatives that I will want to use instead of living life on life's terms. And I will have to accept doing this imperfectly, but more importantly than that, that I have to get back to the truth. I have to literally sit down with the God of my understanding and say, I can't help myself. I'm doing it again. I cannot handle whatever it is that's hitting me. Aging, the man I married 3 years ago is about as buff as you can get at 70. But life has dealt him some blows, and he has a wonderful frame of mind. But on our vacation, as I was managing all the details to ensure that his physical needs were being taken care of, towards the end, the burden and the challenge, he was actually like almost bent over. Mm. I could see the gray hairs, and I freaked out because I also was having my physical challenges, and I was beyond ever accepting that there would come a time in my life where my body would not do what I wanted it to do. And that when you follow, again, here it is, follow the rules. do the exercise, eat right, and it'll always be okay, won't it? Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So God's had me, he's been doing a lot of work lately. I'm constantly in the state of acceptance. I mean, I can still say these things, and I'm still having to constantly stay in that place of, it's going to be okay. But there are so many other, what I'm also seeing is that the spirit within, that as we work these, as we, for me, the prayer, I always thought this prayer read to me like, here's the list of rules that God's going to give me that I still was there. And when God revealed to me that he made my personality, I now read this step seven prayer as to be what I feel within, what my heart tells me, who I am. And that part of that will also be the acceptance of the changing external physical aspects of what's happening in my life. And not being afraid. It takes courage. To me, I'm feeling it takes courage to then say, okay, wow, this is the personality. God wants me to be like this. I mean, not mean or anything, but all, you know, God wants me to be in ways that I have shut down. That's my experience with step 6 and 7. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.